The deadly typhoon Haiyan that hit the Philippines 6 days ago has claimed at least 2,000 lives, with hundreds of thousands of survivors left with no shelter. Thousands of miles away, here in the Bay Area, more than 400,000 Filipinos are watching what's happening and mobilizing to respond. Many are concentrated in places like Daly City and Union City. That's where I live, so yesterday I headed out to see how the community's faring.
My name is Marlene Balingit. We go to church every day and we pray for them, all the victims. My husband cries when he sees the images on TV. All of us 9 siblings are here, and I only have 3 nieces in the Philippines, but they are safe.
My name is Ramona Dizon. Every time I watch the TV, I always cried because I pity them. I want to help them in any way. They feel what they feel, that's all.
My name is Linda Canuto. My niece and my children, they are starting to get donations from other communities so they can send clothing or money, whatever other people can give.
And may the peace of the Lord be with you all.
My name is Father Geoffrey Baran. There's a lot of concern, frustrations, and maybe some are angry at the government that until now they have not done really anything to remove those debris, and then the bodies on the streets, they're still there. And then it is so sad that, but the good news is that in the midst of all these things, this destruction, people are, you know, putting their spirit together, their resources, to do something for them. I mean, they're hearing the cry of the poor. It was so overwhelming and so sad that the poor continue to be the victims of all these things. I'm angry because I care for these people.
574-5B.
From St. Anne's, I headed down the street to Seafood City, the Filipino supermarket, where I met the manager.
588.
My name is Alex Cuspina.
So, you know, you have a couple of remittance companies, people that send money back home since the typhoon. Has there been more? What have they been doing?
It's been more, you know, it's been more because a lot of people, you know, they're anxious about their families in the Philippines, so they're sending more money. And I think some of the remittances are waiving the fee. This store, Seafood City, is also accepting donations, cash donation for all of the victims of the typhoon there.
My name is Raul Misionario. I'm working for Atlas Shipper International. As the management's order, so all the Filipino is willing to send the boxes for donation, so we accept to send to the Philippines spray. It's no charge.
And how does that make you feel? What do you feel?
Yeah, it's fine. It's good because as a Filipino, it's the Philippines, everybody, you know, helping for us.
The community is shocked, praying hard, and donating. Tomorrow there'll be a benefit concert at St. Anne's Church. Details are at klw.org. Click on Cross Currents. And go to our Facebook page to share other ways to help out. We're KALW.